guys, welcome to Sweet Wasabi International Japan Hot Topics by Kirara Sen! Yay! Woo, 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 woo! Wow, thank you so much. Thank you so much, so much energy. This is Kirara Sen. I'm a bilingual comedian. I perform comedy both in Japanese and English, and basically active in Tokyo and New York. So now I am live recording this at Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo in Roppongi, where it's one of the most exciting places in Tokyo. It is November 20th, Tuesday, 2 p.m. in Japan. This show is live recorded every Tuesday for 1 hour from 2 p.m. and released on a podcast with some edited the next day. From the world's classic restaurant, Hard Rock Cafe of the most international city in Japan, Sweet Wasabi will provide internationally hot topics related to Japan, up-to-date information, and event information of the week with international special guests. It's long line. Yeah, so a lot of crazy things are happening. Carlos Ghosn was arrested. The president of Nissan was arrested.
Wow.
And I made a pun of this news. Carlos Ghosn has gone. Gone with the wind. This is how Skyline was made. Okay. I don't do this joke anymore. Well, which is very, very crazy. And also, Japanese politicians are really crazy too. You know, have you ever heard the news about the cybersecurity minister said he has never used a computer? It should be the best way to protect ourselves from computer virus. But I think this is literally the biggest system error Japan has made. So I just talked about, I just met a Kenyan friend this weekend, and he talked about Japanese stereotypes against black people. Like, black people always get off the train at Roppongi. But it reminded me one of my friend's story. He is from Ghana. And one day he showed me like, hey Kaori, I put kanji letter tattoos on my body. And this is the name of my favorite city. And he showed Roppongi. Here is Roppongi, and he wanted to put kanji letters of Roppongi, but he put Roppongi. Can you see the difference? Roppongi, he doesn't have this bar, but he added one bar. So it means Roppongi. It doesn't make sense. Just sounds funny. It sounds funny, but it's not cool. Well, it reminded me of one of the story. And by coincidence, my first trip abroad was to Tanzania for volunteer work. And it was 2006. It's a long time ago. And at the time, Japanese people had much more stereotypes against African people. And first of all, when we had talked about African people, we always imagined like the picture of poor children sitting in the cave and poorly staring at somewhere and flies on their cheek. But actually, I could experience the reality, which is different from the stereotype. Actually, the kids in Tanzania had a very beautiful smile and very, very energetic. And once they got flies on their cheek, they just flipped the fly like this. They could do this. It's very, very stereotype, right? Yeah. And also, at the time, Japanese people thought like African people are much more behind in the technology. But at the time, they already used cell phones and computers, so they are much more advanced than Japanese cybersecurity minister already. Yeah, they are much more advanced. Yeah, that was interesting. But also, we had some correct stereotypes against African people. That was they love music, dance, and singing. And by coincidence, we could join wide range of ceremony during our stay, like wedding ceremony, mayor's election, And circumcision. It's true, circumcision. Once in 4 years. We are very, very lucky. And a funeral.
Oh.
But every ceremony has dance and singing and music. So to be honest, everything looked the same to us. So one day, one of our Tanzanian friends took us to the circumcision, and on the way, I found a group of people dancing and singing like, ah! And I thought it was Saturday, so oh, it should be party. And I just jumped in the group and just, woo! But my friend said, Kaori, don't do that. It's funeral. sorry, komikasai. Yeah, that was very, very different from Japanese culture, but I love Africa. Well, so, any other thing to talk, cybersecurity? It's okay, because today I have very, very special guest all the way from Sweden.
Hi.
Yeah, hi. I'm very excited. So let's move on to the next segment, that is International Japan Hot Topics. In this segment, I pick a topic about Japan, internationally known, which may be sometimes controversial, and share ideas with a special guest and enjoy the different perspectives. And today's theme is manga. Manga, yeah. So let me introduce today's guest. Today's special guest is all the way from Sweden, and he is one of the most internationally successful comic artist, and just opened his exhibition in the Swedish embassy. I went earlier today. That was amazing. And he is the creator of the romantic horror comics Love Hurts and Alina, and currently working on his continuing space adventure saga Astrid. First volume already out. So are you ready for a special guest today? Yay! So please welcome Kim Anderson!
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for coming!
Thank you.
How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Wow! You don't look like comic artist, to be honest. You look more rapper.
Uh-huh, wow. I like that.
You just look like Beastie Boys or something like that.
Oh, I look like Beastie Boys. That's wonderful. I just saw an interview with Beastie Boys the last week. They got old. My God, they've been around for so long.
They just
look like two old men now.
You loved Beastie Boys?
Oh, yeah, I love the Beastie Boys. They're the best.
But they're still wearing a jersey, right?
I think they were nicely dressed. They, uh-huh. Maybe they weren't dressed as they used to. They didn't have hats on or anything, but yeah, they didn't dress as kids anymore.
Uh-huh.
Appropriately.
Yeah. They are already 50s, 40s?
I don't know how old they are, but they got gray hair. It's cute.
It's cute, okay.
And one of them passed away, you know. They used to be three.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow. Beastie Boys. I didn't expect we were talking about Beastie Boys, though.
I don't mind.
Yeah, but I love them. I love them, too. Mm. And, you know, I just read your works.
Oh, thank you.
And I went to see your exhibition. Mm. That was really, really fantastic. And I think, you know, I just expected you had some influence from Japanese manga.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So I really want to hear the story about those backgrounds. But before that, could you introduce yourself a little bit more, please?
Of course. Well, as you said, I'm from Sweden. My name is Kim W. Anderson. I've been making comic books for about 15 years. And I'm here in Japan for a couple of months together with my girlfriend because we're big fans in Japan and we wanted to try it out for a few months and see if we love it, we try to find a way to stay even longer. And so far we love it.
Oh yeah!
Of course. And we stay in Higashi Nakano.
Oh, wow. So very personal information. Maybe everybody will go to Higashi Nakano.
Of course, I don't mind.
Yeah?
I go to Nakano Broadway three times a week.
Yeah.
And yeah, I love it.
Why did you choose Higashi Nakano?
I don't know if we chose it. We just got an Airbnb, so we kind of ended up there. But really? I really like it. It's very nice.
Wow. Nakano used to be the place for young Japanese comedians.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there are a lot of small theaters, and I started my career as a Japanese style comedian at first.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So we had shows, small shows in Nakano almost every week or 2 days in a week.
That's cool.
Yeah. As long as I read your manga or comic, that was very, very unique because I have very Japanese backgrounds about manga, especially like Shonen Jump.
Oh, cool.
Sailor Moon, Dragon Ball.
Classic.
So your comic looked very unique for me, and it seems a little tricky, like IKEA. Some stories, puzzles, and fill the place like a puzzle. Filling the place of just like puzzle.
Uh-huh, okay, yeah, I never thought of it that way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, that could be true. I think my stories are... well, most of all, I think about my first graphic novel, Alena. I'm very proud of it.
It's the movie, right? Movie.
Oh, yeah, they made a movie of it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's great. They made a really good job. We're actually showing the movie next Saturday, the 24th, at the Swedish Embassy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you want to come and see.
24th Saturday? Okay, what time?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
We're gonna show it twice, but check the Swedish Embassy's webpage for info.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be there all day signing books and whatever.
Wow.
And also Åsa Ekström, my colleague that I'm doing the exhibition with. She's a Swedish manga artist, and she lives in Japan, and she's done 8 books in Japanese.
Yeah, I saw it. Her work,
she's fantastic.
Too. Yeah, that was very, very cute, very Japanese style manga, right?
Oh, yeah.
Her name was...
It was Ekström. Oh, yeah, I'm going to have to write it down for you. Oh, here you go.
Oh, there you go. Åsa Ekström. Åsa-san. Yeah.
She's fantastic.
And you know, Miss Osa's work looks very, very Japanese style.
Oh yeah, she's very influenced by Japanese manga.
And the Full Sail comics, and it looks like Akihabara anime like that. But your style is more like American comics.
I think my style is. It's a mix of American comics and European comics, but I'm also very inspired by Japanese comics.
Mm-hmm.
I've done a lot of horror comics, and I think the best horror comics come from Japan, like Uzumaki by Junji Ito. Did you read that one? It's very good.
Uzumaki.
Hi.
Is it manga?
Hi. By mangaka Junji Ito.
Okay, I don't know.
Oh, it's a good advice. You should read it.
Oh, really?
Yes, I'm very inspired by Japanese comics, but as you say, my comics look different.
Yeah.
I'm happy you gave them a chance. And
yes.
They're not that different once you get into them, I guess. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're in color.
Color.
Right?
Yeah,
Japanese comics are rarely in color.
Yes. Only first 2 pages or 3 pages, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you know better. But so you said your style is mix of American and European and Japanese, and the Japanese is more like horror parts, right?
Yeah, I really like Japanese horror comics, but also science fiction. I love Akira, of course, and Neon Genesis Evangelion, and Dragonhead, Dragonhead, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, really. good manga that I enjoy. So yeah, I think for horror and science fiction, which are the two themes that I write, Japan is the biggest influence, definitely.
So, okay, and what's the difference between American comic and European comic?
Let's see. I think American comics is mainly superhero comics.
Like Stan Lee.
Yeah, like Stan Lee. Uh-huh. Rest in peace. And so they're like superhero comics, and they're often serialized in magazines, in like 20-page issues that come out like every other week or something. But in Europe, the standard is that you do bigger books. A European book is a
A3 size, yeah, maybe almost. In Japan.
Almost. And like more more character-driven stories, I think. it's hard to say what the definition is, but there is a huge difference between American and European.
Oh.
And I've been published in both Europe and in the U.S. And when I'm in Europe, everyone says that, oh, your comics are so American. But when I go to the U.S., everyone says, oh, your comics are so European.
Wow, interesting.
So I guess I don't fit in anywhere.
Yeah.
But I think Sweden, where I come from, it's not a huge comic book country.
Uh-huh.
We make a lot of comics, and it's a fun comics community. But it's not like Japan or America or France, which are like the three main comic book nations. So because I grew up outside of those three nations, I could just like look at them from outside and just take whatever I want. If I had grown up in Japan or in France or in America, I think I would have been shaped by that more aggressively in some way. But now I can just pick and choose whatever I want, so and I do. So I read comics from all over the world, and I just take all the ideas that I like.
Wow, interesting.
Thanks.
And as long as I saw the contrast between your manga and your comic and Miss Osa's manga, the style is really different. And you know, my image about comic writer in Japan, like they always draw and their assistants put screen or tone, we call it tones, by their hands.
Sure.
But your style or Western comic looks like more picture. Do you put tones or screens as well?
No. But I did go to the art store in Shinjuku. What is it called? Sakaido or something. It's
huge.
Yeah,
Sakaido. Yeah.
And they had this huge amount of screen tones. And I got really inspired, so I'm definitely going to buy some and try it out. But I've always colored my comics in the computer. So I draw them by hand and ink them with a brush by hand, and then I scan it and I color it in the computer.
Wow, very technology.
Yeah, the last book that I did, Astrid, that you mentioned, I drew that whole book in the computer.
And without any assistance?
No, I did it all myself.
Really?
Yeah. It takes forever.
It's so hard work.
Yeah, I think it took like 1.5 years to do that book.
Wow. Is it normal for your country or Western
stuff? Yeah, I think working with assistants is actually something very Japanese.
Hey.
I think I'd love to try it, actually. And I know Osa works with assistants. So I have plans to like reach out to some good assistants. If some good assistants are listening, they can send me a message on Facebook.
Wow.
That could be fun to try to work with an assistant. Because it takes a lot of time to do this. this.
I see. I can imagine. Yeah. Wow, it's so hard work. I really respect you. Yeah, you don't have any back pain?
Oh, I have a lot. I've had problems with my hands and my shoulders and my back and everything. Yeah.
Wow. So when did you decide to become a comic artist?
Yeah, I've always loved comics since I was a kid, uh-huh. And I've always been drawing a lot. Mm-hmm. Me and my big brother, we used to draw all the time, mm-hmm. when we grew up. And he became a tattoo artist, and I became a comic book artist.
Wow!
So I think we just practiced a lot.
Tattoo artist. He should erase this bar.
Yeah, he should do that. What was it?
Ropon pon.
You should do a T-shirt of that. That's fun.
Do you know the difference? Did you understand the difference between Ropon pon and Ropon pon? This bar.
It's just a tiny little line. Oh, it's fantastic. My girlfriend is studying Japanese now, and it's so difficult for me to understand.
Right?
But that little line makes
little
such a
line,
huge difference.
Yeah. But Ropon pon sounds already so funny.
It sounds like a fun character or something.
Yeah.
Like a cute, kawaii character.
Yes. But my friend is very, very tough guy.
Yeah, but,
and he did martial arts.
Oh,
and
wow.
Yo, Ropon pon.
Oh, that's cool.
Very confident.
Yeah.
Ropon pon. So you and your girlfriend is also into Japanese culture, you said. Did you have any crush on characters in Japanese manga? My case, my first husband is Ryo Saeba from City Hunter. Why are you laughing? I'm serious.
I'm just happy for you. That's it.
Yeah, I'm still.
Yeah, no, I don't know if I've been in love with. There was a character in an American comic, uh-huh. called the Love and Rockets,
uh-huh.
and the character's name was Tonatsin. Yeah, and she was. I think I might have had a crush on her.
Uh-huh.
And when she. Spoiler alert, when she died,
uh-huh.
in the comic book, I actually started crying. So, that was rough.
Oh, that's impressive. But
oh,
that's
she
it?
Was special.
Oh, she was special.
Oh, she was very special.
How special? Like big boobs?
Oh, yeah, huge. No, I don't think she had that big boobs, actually. Is that what you fall in love with?
In Japan, a few weeks before, 35-year-old salaryman, a businessman,
uh-huh.
had a wedding ceremony with Hatsune Miku.
Oh, wow, that's insane.
To the anime characters.
I know. It's the green hair girl.
Yes.
She's like a pop star.
Yeah, pop star.
Yeah.
Idol. Yeah.
Oh, she's very cute.
Yes.
I understand why he want to do that.
Really?
No, I don't. But does she know? Does the creator of the character know?
I don't know.
No, right? It's not like official or anything.
No.
No,
no, I don't
can't
think
be.
So. But he invested a lot of money.
Oh,
like,
I bet.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
So he invested his savings to have wedding ceremony.
Did he post pictures on the internet or?
Yeah.
I have to look this up.
Yes.
That's crazy.
I think he posted his picture with his wife on the internet.
But in what form was she? Was she like a doll or?
Maybe doll? I don't know.
Because she's just a fiction character. But I've seen the figurines you can buy in Akihabara, but they're super small.
It seems like half of his height.
Oh, he had like a big figurine.
Big, yeah.
Oh,
maybe he invested the money to make the
I bet they're expensive,
bigger
yeah.
doll.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of Japanese anime fans or manga fans who really fell in love with...
Oh, wow.
Anime characters.
That's
right?
Not healthy.
Wow, it's very interesting that comic writers and that kind of thing. It's very interesting for me.
Because I am a comic book fan. I love comics. I read a lot of comics.
Yeah.
I am otaku, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't think I ever fell in love with my comic book character.
Hmm.
But hopefully my books will get published in Japan and someone will fall in love with my characters. We'll see. Yeah, as long as I don't have to be involved with it.
So. Well, so speaking of your characters, I found out you have a lot of strong heroines. No.
Sorry?
Strong heroines.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, so is it any... Do you have any purpose to make those heroines?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I almost... It's almost only female characters in my comic books.
Mm.
And I think there are three answers to the question why. And... Well, first of all, they're not all strong heroines.
Oh, yeah.
They're all just women.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Because women, just like men, can be everything.
Mm-hmm.
And in Alena, for instance, the book that I mentioned earlier,
uh-huh.
that was made into a movie,
mm-hmm.
It's about young women, and everyone in the story is a woman. From the hero to the villain and everyone in between.
Yeah.
But in the book, the only male character
uh-huh.
is the character that is usually portrayed by a woman, the romantic object.
Mm.
So that's a man a boy.
Yeah.
They're very young. His name is Fabian. But in the movie, that's actually a girl as well.
Mm-hmm.
And her name became Fabienne.
Mm-hmm.
So in the movie, it's just girls. But the reason why is, I guess, the first reason is, I guess you would call it the political reason,
uh-huh.
the feminist reason, is that I think I have a responsibility
uh-huh.
to create, excuse me,
mm-hmm.
A lot of, like, cool female characters, because there have been, historically, so many cool male characters.
Uh-huh.
So I just have to... I can't do more of those. We've already had so many of those.
Mm.
That's one reason.
Yeah.
The second reason is that I find it easier for me to write female characters because I can hide behind them.
Mm.
My stories are horror stories or science fiction adventures,
uh-huh. yeah.
but they're also very personal. I write...
It's very, very deep.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's very deep.
Yes, very deep.
So if I write a female character, I can hide behind the fact that she's a woman and say that, oh, that's not me, of course, that's a girl, you know. But I, in some way, I am all of these characters.
Oh.
And the third reason is that I love to draw girls.
Interesting. Especially love hearts.
Oh, yeah.
It is kind of full cell comic. Not it's short story,
oh, yeah, it's,
right?
It's a romantic horror short comic.
Yeah. And every story touches my heart.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, deep side. Yeah. But you have some. You want to deliver some message through those stories.
And, of course. No, I think I've always done exactly the comics that I want to read myself.
Uh-huh.
So they are very personal.
Mm-hmm.
Even if they are like fantastical stories or a horror and they're about killing people or whatever. I haven't killed anyone.
Okay. Or you mostly got killed?
Yeah. There's a lot of that too.
Yeah. It happened to you.
Yeah, of course.
But it's very interesting. Okay, thank you so much. And let me ask this. How do you think about Japanese anime's long time transformation scene?
I don't really know what that is.
Okay, I'm sure. So,
yeah.
For example, Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
Did you watch the anime, Dragon Ball?
No. But I did watch Kill la Kill, And there might be a transformation. Okay, tell me what it is.
Yeah, so for example, Dragon Ball Z, Goku got so angry and
Yeah.
And the Krillin says, "Oh, Goku!" And the child said, "Oh, Goku!" And the narration said, "What will you do, Goku?" And then commercial break. And after the break, Goku is still like, "Ah!" And the Krillin says, "Hey, Goku!" Child says, "Hey, Goku!" And Vegeta says, "Goku!" And narration says, "What will you do, Goku? See you next week." He never changed for 3 months, right?
That's interesting,
And also Sailor Moon.
Oh, is that the same?
Yeah, Moon Prism Pan.
Oh,
dance, 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 turn, turn, dance, dance, turn, turn, dance, dance, every week.
Yeah.
And one day I counted it, and it's almost 2 minutes during the fight.
That's, I understand.
But about Sailor Moon, I found out why they took so long time.
Sure.
Yeah, because after they scream Moon Prism Power, they put manicure first. That's why it takes long time.
Well, maybe it's the same reason with Dragon Ball. I don't know.
Oh yeah.
How does his nail look like? I haven't seen it.
I have never noticed that. Maybe they change nail color first.
Yeah, a mani and a pedicure, I don't know. He has pretty impressive hair, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Maybe he got it cut, I don't know.
Yes. But I think their clothes are all made in Japan because never broken, never torn.
Oh yeah, they never tear. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Maybe Uniqlo or something.
Oh yeah, probably, yeah.
If it is made in China, maybe they would be naked.
Yeah, of course. And that's another kind of manga or anime, yeah. Yeah, there are those as well.
Yes,
I've seen.
Hentai anime.
Hentai.
Hentai. You like hentai?
I have a few copies. I went to Comic Cat. The big convention.
In the middle of the summer.
This was 11 years ago, so I don't remember what time of year it was.
Yeah.
But it was so amazing. It was huge. It was at the Tokyo Big Site, and it was so many people. Uh-huh. It was crazy. I've never seen that many people at the same time.
Cosplaying.
And cosplay as well. On the roof, there was cosplay, and it was fantastic. And I walked around all day with Osa, that I'm having the exhibition with. We did it together.
Uh-huh.
And we walked around all day, and I wanted to buy something. Even though I can't read it, it's fun to have.
But,
and I was actually there at the Female Creators Day, so it was only female creators.
Wow.
So it was really fun to see. Uh-huh. But it was like 99% hentai. It was just so much porno, I guess, comics.
Wow.
And I just looked around, I was trying to find something to bring back home. It's like, this is too hardcore for me, I can't find this. So I found it's just fanzines.
Uh-huh.
You call it doujinshi?
Doujinshi?
That's it, yeah.
How do you call it in English, doujinshi?
Fanzine.
Fancy.
Yeah. So I saw one about Green Day. Huh. Oh no, not Green Day. It's just it said Green Day on the wall.
No,
it was
rock band.
It was Radiohead. It was a fanzine about Radiohead. Oh, uh-huh. I love Radiohead. So I picked it up and I flipped through it. I was like, oh my god, they're having sex.
Yeah, I've seen those doujinshi fancy.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Yeah. About Goku and the Vegeta's relationship. I've seen that.
Oh wow.
Yes.
That's so cool. Oh yeah, that would be the best if someone would make like a fanzine version of my comics. That could be really cool.
What?
A question from the crowd, from the audience.
Yeah.
What about the ring?
Oh,
my ring?
He loves jewelry.
Oh, that's nice. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
What does it mean?
It says WA, it's my initials, and it used to be my grandfather's, and my father passed away last year,
uh-huh.
And so I inherited it from my father last year.
Wow. Thank you very much.
I'm very happy about it.
So every time you punch somebody, you initial it.
Yeah. They get a WA in the forehead, yeah.
Every dead body has WA initial, right?
So yeah, definitely.
Detective Pikachu or something will say, oh, WA again.
Again, right?
But it's inherited.
Oh, I inherited from my father.
Wow.
Yeah,
it looks so cool.
Thank you.
Very bling.
Oh, it's very bling. Okay. I look like a rapper. That's fun.
Why don't you put those rings? Why don't you put the rings on your characters in the book?
Oh, I should, right? That's a good idea. I will. To honor my father, I will do that. In my next comic book, some cool character will have this ring. That's a good idea.
That's a good idea, yeah. And you know, in comique, there should be a lot of cosplayers wearing such bling rings.
Right? And I could start producing them and make money.
Yeah! Yes. Let's do business,
finally.
Make money! Thank you, Sharon. Well, we talked about hentai, but let's get back to hentai a little bit more.
Of course.
Do you know the original meaning of hentai?
No, not really. It just means a creep, or what?
Oh, yeah, creep.
Is that a word?
Maybe. But I was in the States, 2008, 2009, also there was cosplay big convention. Many of my friends love to cosplay, and some of my friends ask me, because I'm Japanese, hey, do you like hentai?
Oh, yeah.
But at the time, I didn't know hentai means such kind of manga. So hentai can be used to everybody in the daily life, when you do some crazy stuff. Or like prank, even prank.
So it doesn't have to be sexual.
No, not really.
It's just like a weird person or something.
Yes, it originally means creepy person, sexually creepy person,
but
it changed into more common words to everybody. So I said, yes, I'm hentai. And everybody burst into love.
Of course you are.
Why? I know I'm a hentai. I can do such thing. And I did handstanding or something.
I'm
a hentai.
Yeah. But you kept your clothes on, so they didn't understand.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. I wasn't hentai enough at the time.
Right?
No. Now I can go hentai perfectly. Well.
That's cool. I didn't know that. That's interesting.
Yeah. Is hentai famous in your country too?
There's a big manga community in Sweden, but it's not mainstream or anything. But there's it's a very strong community, and they have their own conventions and everything. Uh-huh. I think they're pretty innocent, but I suspect a lot of them like hentai. It's fun. I think it's a really good way to make. To make sexual stories or pornographic stories, if you draw them, no one gets hurt, you know. Uh-huh. So I think it's a cool thing.
All right. So, time is running. So
we're having too much fun.
Yes. Oh, okay. I want to ask this.
Yeah.
But you are not such a big fan of Dragon Ball.
I've never read Dragon Ball. Is it good? Should I read it?
Yes, you should.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm reading 20th Century Boys. That's a shonen manga, I think.
Yeah.
It's really good. It's really, really good.
You know, 21st Century Boy. Which was that?
20th Century Boys. Yeah.
20th.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
20th Century Shonen. Yeah.
Right.
20th Century Boys. It's more very cultural and intelligent.
Oh, is it?
Don't you think so?
I think it's great. I don't know what the difference is.
Yeah, Dragon Ball also has a deep meaning.
Oh, yeah.
But it's more for kids, right?
Ah, I understand.
Yeah.
Okay, it's for children. Okay.
So maybe we just grew up with Dragon Ball.
I understand, definitely, yeah.
Ah,
it's so maybe it's too late for me then.
We'll see. Yeah, it's okay.
I'll give it a try, definitely.
Yeah, no. If you are a big fan of Dragon Ball Z, I wanted to ask, have you ever practiced Kamehameha?
So what's that then?
Kamehameha!
And that's like his death punch or
yes.
something. Yes. Oh, cool.
And I have practiced it so much. When I was seven, 8 years old. Every day when I go to school, I always brag my friends like, hey, I could do Kamehameha. Yes, really, really.
Wow.
I had so much power, like
of course,
ki.
Yeah.
I got so ki and yes, Kamehameha came out from my hands.
Wow. So it started like sparkling, like electricity.
Yes,
sparkling,
right.
Oh,
right.
That's cool. No, I've never done that.
Oh, yeah.
I've done the Hadouken from Street Fighter.
Hadouken!
Yeah.
Hadouken!
That's a good one. Yeah.
I see.
My favorite character in Street Fighter is Cammy.
Cammy?
Yeah. She's the military girl.
Oh,
she's so cool.
Like Beyonce. No.
Like Beyonce? Yeah, maybe.
Hot girl, no?
But she has like blonde braids. And she's kind of like a beret and military.
Yeah.
I always play her when I play.
Uh-huh. Have you ever played Street Fighter?
I do Street
Fighter. He's more real.
Okay.
Yeah, Street Fighter. So now you are having special exhibition at Swedish Embassy.
Yeah.
And that was
really it's very close here in Hoppongi.
Yeah, 10 minutes walk away from here.
Sure.
And congratulations. I should have said this at first, but congratulations. And I really hope you best of the luck and a huge success on the exhibition.
Thank you.
Can you give us a message to listeners from you? To Japanese audience or Japanese business or people in Japan.
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love for everyone to come to the embassy and see my exhibition.
Uh-huh.
It's there till the 30th of November.
Mm-hmm.
And it's open in the daytime. And if you want information, you can go to the Swedish embassy's mm-hmm. webpage. And especially now on Saturday, the 24th,
mm-hmm.
We're having a Meet the Artist Day. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be there, and Ewasa's going to be there all mm-hmm. day. And we're going to show our work and talk about our work
mm-hmm.
and do some signings. And
wow.
we're going to show the movie, Alena,
mm-hmm.
twice.
Wow.
And I'm still not sure exactly at what time we're showing mm-hmm. the movie.
Yeah.
But... I know there's an event on Facebook,
uh-huh.
so everyone can become my friend on Facebook.
Everyone, even hentai.
Yeah. Oh, especially hentai. and I'll give them the information.
Uh-huh.
And if you want to read my comics in English,
uh-huh.
you can just send me a message on Facebook and
yep.
I can send them some comics
yep.
as PDFs or whatever. I just want everyone to read my books.
Yes, I really want to recommend everybody to read your book too.
Right.
Yeah, that was amazing. And when I saw your movie trailer on YouTube, Alena's trailer, on YouTube, and there are a lot of comments by audience like, where is the movie? I didn't
want
to watch the movie.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, it's. Maybe it is hard to get a hold. I think it's on iTunes. I think you can find it on iTunes.
Oh, really?
But again, if anyone wants to see the movie, just send me a message and
uh-huh.
I'll try to find the information.
Mm-hmm.
It went up in the cinema in Sweden, of course,
mm-hmm.
and also in Korea,
mm-hmm.
which is very strange, but mm-hmm. also very fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went around all the world on like film festivals.
Uh-huh.
But I bet you can find it. I know you can buy it in America on DVD, but Yeah, I'll find information. So just send me a message.
All right, please send him message.
Yeah.
Anything.
Sure.
Yeah. All right. So thank you very much for sharing very interesting right. story, and I really wish you best of the luck and huge success on right. the exhibition.
Arigato.
All right. So please give it up for Kim Anderson. Thank you so much. Arigato.
Arigato.
Wow, all right, that was very interesting. So finally, let me introduce some events around Tokyo of this week. And this weekend and next weekend, we have a lot of comic-related events around Tokyo, right?
Yeah. And there's also one on Friday.
Oh, yeah. All right.
It's called Brave and Bold. I don't know anything more than that, but there's a webpage, braveandboldart.com, on Friday.
On Friday, okay. Wow. Oh, I
so
haven't.
I'll see you there.
Yeah, see you there. All right. All right. So let me give you more information and event information. So first, November 24th, Saturday. So Saturday, your movie is screening at the Swedish Embassy. So. About the screening, just go to the Swedish Embassy's website and please find the details. And also, there's another comic-related event at Temple University. Comic Art Tokyo at Temple University Japan Campus. It's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Comic Art Tokyo is a community-focused interactive festival with the goal of fostering mutual appreciation and education about various comic traditions from around the world. To that end, their festival includes discussions, hands-on workshops, gallery exhibitions, author readings, and live art demonstration. And November 25th, Sunday, it's kind of a big one, Tokyo International Comic Festival.
I'm going to go to that one, too.
Oh,
yeah.
In Japanese, Kaigai Manga Festa at Tokyo Big Sight. So with Comitia's cooperation, the first Tokyo International Comic Festival, Kaigai Manga Festa, was held on November 18th, 2012, and was supported by the embassies of seven countries, Cultural Exchange Bureau, several publishers, and numerous manga artists. Their hope is to provide a platform where people all around the world who love comics can freely communicate and feel connected. And November 27th, Tuesday, this is not anime or comic-related events, but which is personally I got so interested. November 27th, Tuesday, movie screening of The Man Who Mends Women and talk show. This is from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at University of the Sacred Heart 4th Building, Global Plaza. This is a commemorative event of the Dr. Denis Mukwege from DR Congo, who won Nobel Peace Prize Award. And this movie is now very, very popular, getting popular, and a lot of places have this screening. The Man Who Mends Women, he had helped a lot of women who got raped in Africa. Yes. So personally, I'm so interested in it. So if you get interested, just look up the Man Who Mends Women screening. All right. So we have been live recording this at Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo in Roppongi, and here they always have a special menu and delicious food. So first of all, they have special menu collaborated with Bohemian Rhapsody. So once you come to Roppongi, please stop by Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo. And this sweet wasabi's live recording always happens at 2 p.m. every Tuesday. And 2 p.m. they still serve lunch menu, weekly lunch special. That they are very, very delicious. So I really want to recommend them. So please come to Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo in Roppongi at every Tuesday at 2 p.m. And if you come to live recording, you can get special goods with autograph. And you can see, you can meet, you can talk to special guests. And we have also have podcast Facebook page that is Sweet Wasabi Podcast. Just to check it out. And my name is Kilara Sen, K-I-L-A-R-A. So if you got interested in me, just type Kilara Comedy. You can find my SNS and YouTube channel. So guys, thank you very, very much for listening and joining us. And please have a beautiful week and a beautiful weekend. And see you next week. Bye-bye. Thank you. Hello guys, this is Kilara Sen. Thank you very much for listening to Sweet Wasabi. I'm organizing a world news talk show every month in Akasaka, which is kind of a mix of late show, stand-up comedy show, and world news talk show with Patrick Befufuma from DR Congo. So now you can enjoy the different perspectives, intelligent jokes based on current world news. So just come to Picket Time, and the next Picket Time is this Saturday, November 24th, Saturday from 6:30 p.m. at Ladaka Akasaka, which is one of the best Bangladesh restaurants in Tokyo. So if you're interested, just type PK Time 8. You can find our Facebook page and you can find our PTX page. So see you there. Wait. Next Sweet Wasabi also has a special guest all the way from Sweden. The guy is very famous and very talented and very, very funny comedian. His name is
Simon Gärdenfors.
Once more,
Simon Gärdenfors.
That's right. All right, so please come to Hard Rock Cafe Tokyo next Tuesday at 2 p.m. if you're in Tokyo. All right, see you there.